This is TWiT.
Mark in Amherst County, Virginia. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Moved back to the rural area of central Virginia up in the Blue Ridge, and we had gotten used to DSL speeds living in a more metropolitan area.
Yes.
I'm doing some online consulting work and, you know, different things for the business I was in for 30 years. Mm-hmm. I'm having to use a Verizon wireless router, like you were talking to the gentleman about earlier.
Right, right.
I can blow 40 gigs in an afternoon in a video conference.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Man, it's eating me alive.
I bet, because you're paying, are you paying overage or you pay for the bits? Or?
Oh, overage is 15 a gig.
All right. So you're using Verizon's cellular technology, a 4G modem.
They say it's 4G, but I don't know because it's roaming to somebody else's network, but it's Verizon's the only one.
Oh, no wonder it's expensive. Not only are you paying for the overages, but because you're roaming, you're probably paying roaming charges.
Exactly. And, you know, Verizon keeps telling us, oh, we'll have Fios back here. They've been saying that since 2001.
I can tell you right now,
copper pairs open back here.
They will never put Fios out there. They've stopped growing the Fios plant. AT&T says they're going to do the same thing, too. And the reason is, I believe, they're mad at the FCC. And so what these big companies do is they hold the American public ransom. AT&T said, FCC, if you implement these net neutrality, they said this out loud. If you implement these net neutrality policies, we're not going to build any more fiber. That's it. We're done. They blackmailed the American public and the FCC to give them what they want. And Verizon did the same thing. They said, we're going to put Fios everywhere. They got some concessions, and then they said, oh, never mind. So they've stopped. They're not rolling out more Fios. That's it. They're done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're never getting Fios out there. That was a lie.
Is there anything over the air, satellite maybe, that might be?
Well, you can look at WildBlue. They have a product called Exceed.
Mm-hmm.
Satellite generally is not is more expensive, is not as reliable. Remember, you've got to do an uplink to a thing way high in the air, so it also adds what we call latency. You've seen it, you know, when you watch a satellite call on CNN when the reporter's in Baghdad, and the CNN anchor says, "Jim, what do you think?" 2, 3, 4, 5.
Exactly.
That's called latency. It's the death of Skype calls. And that's what you get with a satellite because it has to go all the way up and all the way down.
Yeah.
So satellite's not great. If what you want to do is video conferencing, it's probably not a great choice. You don't have a lot of choices. You move to a beautiful area of the country. Enjoy the trees because you're not ever going to get good internet out there.
That's what I was afraid of.
You know, that I tell you, this is a big issue. Rural areas, because there's the population's so thin, you know, one person per how many square miles, it's just not worth it for them to run cable or fiber out there. They can't make enough money.
They're not even repairing the copper they have back here. We've got 150-pair cable running down the road, and 11 pairs are out.
Yeah, you're going to have a party line before too long. Hey, Maude, get off the phone. I need to call downtown. You're going to have a party line because there's no money in it. And the regulators, the federal government, has stopped regulating. The PUCs, the state regulators, they don't care. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.